Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So lots of little coronavirus updates. First, we got a nasal vaccine in the works. Now, this is coming out of China, so I don't know how many Americans are going to want this nasal vaccine. But China said they are moving to more further clinical studies on a nasal vaccine that is not going to be a protein derivative or a little piece or fragment. It's going to be a live attenuated virus. Very similar to what we do with our nasal flu mist, our nasal flu vaccine, where they actually take the coronavirus, they weaken it down such that when you do get it, you aren't supposed to get a full-blown infection, and it's supposed to be enough to kind of induce your immune system. It would be a nasal vaccine because a lot of people don't like shots. And I can't say how many people, even grown-ups, are like, please, no shots. I don't like shots. And by the way, you're not a weenie. I rarely call guys or girls weenies if they don't want a shot because it really is kind of against our animal instinct to have something go in the body that's not designated. You know, you have a mouth, you have orifices. Those, there's supposed to be some in and out. But not, you know, being stabbed in an arm or butt, that's not something that, you know, in the caveman days they would have allowed either. But back then, if there was an infectious disease, you ended up dying. They didn't have vaccines back then. So for us to be able to figure it out, sometimes there's a little give and take, okay? It's kind of like a 2 steps forward, 1 step back. Sometimes you're going to have to get something injected into you and, you know, take that risk. But the nasal spray, those of you who don't like shots might be interested in that one. I don't know how much it's going to cost. We know there's been some efficacy in mice. They've used it in mice. So we'll see what happens with humans. But you know, for those of you that had to get a nasal swab COVID test, I think you're thinking, I don't want anything up my nose again for the rest of my life. Well, yeah, but it'll be interesting nonetheless, so we'll see what happens with that one. But again, it's coming out of China, so I don't even know if we'll even have anything in America available coming from China. There's a relationship is a little bit strained right now. Next, when they looked at people who got coronavirus, it was a very, very small sample size of people. They found that the majority of people who got coronavirus had gone to a restaurant. So they think going to a restaurant is one of the more riskier activities when it comes to COVID. Now, I don't believe in the study they looked at whether it was an inside seating or outdoor seating, but restaurants seem to be kind of a growing thread of people getting coronavirus again. Now, the thing is for those of us that really weren't active in any of the protests or didn't go to a lot of the campaign rallies, the only thing we did do if we did go outside was go out to eat. You know, the movie theaters were closed. The bars were closed. So in a way, that's kind of one of those no duh studies. I mean, duh. You know, I mean, obviously, if we aren't doing anything, we're going to dinner. I mean, me and my husband, we couldn't go to the movies. We wanted to go to the movies. We really didn't have any parties to go to because nobody did parties. Or if they did have a party, they didn't invite us. So nobody's had any, you know, football parties or anything. I mean, we're just kind of unpopular right now. So, so if any of us did or are going to get COVID, I'm still antibody negative. I still haven't gotten it. I know, and I'm not supposed to want to, but I wanted to have antibodies. I wanted to be able to start donating plasma and stuff. So I'm a little frustrated, but all right. But the average person, when they went out, they went to a restaurant. And, you know, I've watched the 6 foot distancing in restaurants and all that. The kitchen isn't 6 foot distancing. They can't, you know, and then somebody has to come up to the table. Oh, speaking of which, guys, okay, I was just in Ely for the weekend. Ely, Nevada. Very, very cool. It's kind of more in the northeast portion of the state. There was a steakhouse called, I believe, the Jailhouse Steakhouse or whatever. And my friend Laura told me to go. You best restaurant for social distancing. I didn't even, what foresight, but basically you're in your own little cell. Each table is in its own little jail cell. And there's like a, oh my God, I had prime rib, it was delicious. And then there's supposed to be bars. And so true, you know, your food server has to kind of come in and serve food and things like that, you know, and whatever. But for the most part, you're in your own little cove. So big shout out to the Jailhouse Steakhouse in Ely, Nevada, because I mean, it was good food. And I mean, you really feel social distance. It's really, really cool. By the way, oh my God, best service ever. So fantastic team over there. But, you know, when you do go to a restaurant, you're sitting next to other people, there's tables, you're waiting in line, you're going to the potty. So my guess is the reason why you're going to see that eating out at a restaurant sort of statistic is because that's kind of, you know, if anybody cheated during the quote-unquote lockdown or staying away from others, it was to go to a restaurant and go out to eat. Now, I know a lot of you are still texting me going, this is fake, you know, America's overreacting. Well, I always look to Israel. Okay, when I want to see if America's overreacting something, I look at Israel. Because I don't know if you guys know about Israelis. Israelis, they're pretty resilient. They're pretty tough. Okay, I mean, you know, they have to go into their bomb shelters. They're dealing with attacks all the time. They're dealing with threats. So for Israelis, you know, I was talking to one of my family members a couple years back, and the siren goes off. She goes, I got to run down to the bomb shelter, and I'll be back. I'm like, are you okay? Yeah, we get this all the time. Goes down to bomb shelter, calls me back. Okay, yeah, we're good. You know, whereas in America, we'd be like, oh, my God. We'd be like, we'd be buying up toilet paper and water. So in Israel, apparently they've had a spike. We're talking, right, end of summer, going into fall, they had a spike. So Netanyahu decided, you know what, okay, we're going to shut down again. And here's the thing, too. We got the Jewish holidays coming up. Okay, the Jewish holidays, that's where you're in temple for hours. And you're praying with other people, and then you're doing your fast. This is like the biggest, most important time in the Jewish religion. And for Israel to impose a lockdown, this isn't about the Trump presidency or the Biden presidency. This means that Israel is probably like, okay, look, you know, we can't mess with this virus anymore. Okay, so we're gonna, you know, Mossadize the virus and kick its butt. So in Israel, I'm supposed to go to Israel in December, so I don't know how that's gonna go. But now they're doing a lockdown. Essential services could be open. Businesses could stay open as long as non-employees don't come in and out of the business. So that kind of allows the business sector to still work, so they could still do delivery. They could still whatever. But if Israel's going back on lockdown, for those people thinking, okay, virus is going away, COVID's going away, we're good, we're not good. Okay, when you see other countries have to do something. And like I said, Israel is not the type of country that's, you know, whining. And I mean, if they have to do a lockdown, that means there's some heavy stuff going on. So, you know, Godspeed to them. And, you know, hopefully we'll get a vaccine soon, whether we stick it in our nose or inject it in our butt. Or the arm. It's probably being on 1-877-DOCTOR. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So I live in Nevada. We always have some sort of drama going on, especially in Las Vegas where I live. And President Trump came to town. And whoo, was it packed. People like Trump. They love Trump, okay? And what he did was a little risky. Now, from a COVID standpoint, very risky. From a political standpoint, if COVID wasn't an issue, pretty shrewd. So, while this election is going on, and people are having virtual conventions and doing videos and doing commercials. And I saw Joe Biden's commercial. It's a nice commercial. There's these polls that are circulating. saying that, you know, Trump is 10 points behind Biden or 12 points behind Biden. And so my guess is Donald Trump's like, no, people need to see that I'm not as disliked as the media thinks. So when President Trump came to Vegas, he held an indoor rally at a warehouse. I think it was called Extreme Manufacturing. And it was packed with thousands of supporters. Now, this took place in Henderson, Nevada. So Henderson is southeast of the Las Vegas Strip. And Henderson is one of the suburbs of Las Vegas. And it's on the east side. And, you know, Trump made some comments and about, you know, Governor Steve Sisolak and, you know, about, you know, the state mandates. And Trump said, you have a governor right now who is a political hack. Tell your governor to open up the state. By the way, open up your state. Now, the state's economy has been really, really hurting. I've seen reports. I've seen pictures. And I live here. And when I see foreign news talk about Vegas being a ghost town, it's scary. It's not a ghost town. We still have some casinos open and we still have, you know, really good restaurants and all that, but it's not the Vegas I remember. It's very, very, it's a little eerie, you know? I mean, the Vegas Golden Knights are in the playoffs, Stanley Cup Finals, and we, all the places that would host Vegas Golden Knight events closed. So, T-Mobile Arena, just empty. It's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. I don't know if you guys watch Sophia, is it SoFi? The new stadium in Los Angeles that cost $5 billion. Oh my gosh, the stadium's gorgeous. But again, no fans. I don't know how that's working out for them. They just dropped $5.1 billion into building the stadium and still no fans. But, oh, my God, that stadium was gorgeous. So, you know, Trump spoke to, you know, thousands and thousands of people last night. Casinos and restaurants in Las Vegas and Clark County currently operating at 50% capacity. Bars and taverns still closed. I believe some cities like Pahrump, Reno might be able to reopen some of their bars, but in Las Vegas we can't. All counties have to adhere to state mitigation mandates, including wearing face coverings and limiting gatherings larger than 50 people. So, there was more than 50 people, and Governor Sisolak had called what Donald Trump did reckless and selfish. And he slammed Trump for holding this big indoor rally. You saw tons of people not wearing masks. And they're smiling and they, you know, they look all hopeful. And it's gotten so political. The mask thing should have never been political, but it did. It got that way. And so, Governor Sisolak said Trump has knowingly packed thousands into an indoor venue to hold a political rally. He added Trump has forgotten that this country is still in the middle of a global pandemic. Trump responded to Sisolak saying the governor's office had nixed outdoor sites that his campaign proposed. He said this is an insult to every Nevadan who has followed the directives, made sacrifices, and put their neighbors before themselves, according to Sisolak. It is also a direct threat to all of the recent progress we've made and could potentially set us back. As usual, he doesn't believe the rules apply to him. Sisolak said to Trump and accused the president of reckless and selfish actions. Now, I, again, a lot of people are kind of mixed on Sisolak's comments because if what Trump did was quote unquote reckless and while Nevadans had followed directives, made sacrifices, the same argument held when Nevada allowed the protests to happen. So all these companies and all these bars and salons or whatever that had to stay closed, you know, since May, all of a sudden there's protests, coronavirus surges, and the closures still continue. So there's been some debate on whether, you know, the governor should have kind of had that same sort of stance for everything, whether it was Donald Trump or the protests. So Trump held his first indoor rally in months in Henderson, Nevada. Aide said that every attendee would have their temperature checked before entering and would be provided with a mask they were encouraged to wear. They also had access to hand sanitizer. Now, most of the supporters, nope, not wearing face coverings. So, you know, what happened to the place that, I guess held the rally? Well, it's Extreme Manufacturing, and they're probably going to be, unfortunately, fined or something. In a statement, spokeswoman Kathleen Richards said the warnings alerted Extreme Manufacturing that the event would be in direct violation of the governor's COVID-19 emergency directives. So there's a chance that the venue is going to now be fined. Now, Donald Trump, from what we understand, had said that he would have the places back. And so I'm not exactly sure what that means. Doesn't mean they're going to pay the fine. Doesn't mean they're going to protect them if they close down. So campaign communications director Tim Murtaugh said, if you can join tens of thousands of people protesting in the streets, gamble in a casino, or burn down small businesses in riots, you can gather peacefully under the First Amendment to hear from the President of the United States. So this Nevada gathering limitation of 50 people has been going on since May. And the city might now assess a fine of up to $500 per violation or suspend or revoke the business license because, quote, large live events must be approved by the Nevada Department of Business and Industry, Division of Industrial Relations, and at this time the city has not been notified that this event had been approved. So, you know, it's just this whole election year and this whole COVID year is just one cluster after another. And Trump, my guess, needed to show that there were supporters, that there were people in a battleground state such as Nevada that support him. And what is he allowed to do as president? I mean, we've never really seen this before. We've never had that situation where you had governors, close down businesses, say you can't work, say you can't, meet, you know, with more than 50 people, yet there's protests or there's casinos that have more than 50 people in them, and those do get to continue, you know, and again, I'm not saying one side versus the other, but we have weddings and funerals and things like that that have kind of been, you know, just completely altered, yet, you know, when something political happens, then you are, all of a sudden you're allowed to kind of have, you know, people come together. Here's the president coming into town, and he, you know, you would think would, be able to have the power to extend First Amendment rights, and unfortunately, no. Now there's possibly going to be a fine to the company and all that. So my guess is with this political campaign, Trump needed to show that he had supporters. He wasn't digging the whole virtual thing. He wasn't digging the whole, I'm going to talk to you through Zoom, or you're going to listen to me through a video. You know, also, he thrives on the audience. You know, it's interesting. You know, people ask, how do you do radio? Radio is very difficult because you don't see your audience, you don't hear your audience. Okay, I need to hear my audience. Like, if I ever do stand-up, or if I ever am speaking somewhere, I need to hear the laughs. I need to hear the cheers. I need to hear the crowd. And when that happens, it just even makes you a better speaker. You know, you just kind of get out there more. It's a great platform. And, you know, Trump has to stay relevant. He has to convince the people that hate him to hate him less than Biden. Again, everybody who wants Trump is already going to vote for Trump. Everybody who wants Biden is already going to want Biden. Well, actually, I don't know if they're voting for Biden because they like Biden, or they just hate Trump so much that they want to vote for his opponent. But then you have other people going, well, I really don't like Biden and I really don't like Trump, so I don't know if I'm going to vote. That's what is now being attacked. This is what's being focused on. All right, and this is who the candidates need to debate for. They need to advertise for. And so if somebody's like, oh my gosh, looks like everybody hates Trump, and they see something that happened in Nevada like this, it starts to kind of make you realize that, you know, Biden is in trouble. You know, I don't think it's a landslide that everybody's predicting, that the media is predicting. I mean, people really, and you know, if you listen to Trump, he's not the most gifted orator. I mean, he is not, shall we say, he doesn't sound presidential, but he speaks, considering his wealth and all that, he speaks the way a lot of people think. So, you know, he's like, have you guys seen the gas prices? I haven't seen those low. Or have you guys seen, you know, this is ridiculous. Or he'll like talk the way we think rather than we're here for change and we're here to make a difference and we're here to, that sort of talk doesn't work anymore. People want bare bones, brass tacks. Tell me like it is. And come straight, come clean with me. And so that's where his popularity is rising from. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump continuing his West Coast swing, the president leaving Nevada and heading to California to participate in a briefing on California's wildfires. Meanwhile, in Oregon, Democratic Governor Kate Brown says her state has been devastated by wildfires.
We burned over 1 million acres of beautiful Oregon. We've got fires on the coast. We've got fires in communities right up abutting our metropolitan areas. And Southern Oregon has been devastated.
The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department is offering a $100,000 reward to anyone with information on the man or woman who ambushed and shot two police officers in Compton, California. The two deputies are out of surgery and expected to survive. Democratic nominee Joe Biden set to deliver remarks in Delaware on Monday. This is USA Radio News. A tropical storm is expected to be a Category 2 hurricane when it reaches landfall on Tuesday. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Folks in Mississippi are being warned to prepare for Tropical Storm Sally, expected to be a hurricane when it strikes neighboring Louisiana early tomorrow morning. Forecasters warn Mississippi will be on the eastern side of the storm, meaning it will get the brunt of the rainfall and wind. In some spots, maybe 20 inches of rain.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is stressing the importance of the relationship between the United States and Qatar.
The United States and Qatar continue to enjoy a strong trade and investment relationship, supported on both sides by open markets and a commitment to fair practices.
He spoke at an event with representatives from both nations and said there's a shared goal of getting rid of terrorism around the globe. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we are officially in peak hurricane season. Hurricane season goes from June to November. So August, September, usually by mid-September, we are at the peakety peak of hurricane season. And so as expected in the year 2020, we have a very active season. And there are currently five active tropical storms or cyclones that are happening concurrently. Five of them. This is the second time this has happened in history. The only other time when they have seen five active hurricanes at one time or cyclones or whatever, whether it's a hurricane, tropical storm, and or tropical depression in the Atlantic, was back in 1971. So this is just one of those years where we have, you know, the west side of the country burning in fires. We have the east side bracing for storms. So the five systems are Hurricane Paulette, Hurricane Sally, Tropical Storm Teddy, Tropical Storm Vicky, and Tropical Depression Renee. Now, Hurricane Paulette made landfall early Monday morning in Bermuda. Paulette is currently moving away from Bermuda, but hurricane conditions are still impacting the island. Strong winds, storm surge, very heavy rainfall will likely continue all the way through the afternoon. They said swells produced by Paulette are affecting portions of Leeward Islands, the Greater Antilles, the Bahamas, and the United States. These swells could cause life-threatening surf and rip current conditions. Paulette is also expected, to strengthen as it tracks into the open Atlantic. The hurricane could become, or the minor hurricane could turn into major hurricane status with wind speeds up to of 111 by Wednesday. If this does occur, it would be the second hurricane to achieve this distinction so far this season. The Atlantic hurricane season usually sees three major hurricanes total. Now we have Tropical Depression Renee. That had been a tropical storm this past weekend. Will continue to weaken as it tracks through the central Atlantic Ocean. We don't think Tropical Renee is going to do anything to land. Should dissipate in the next few days. Now, Hurricane Sally. This is the one we're kind of watching on. Hurricane Sally is currently heading northwest through the Gulf of Mexico. Already mandatory evacuations are currently underway for low-lying areas of the Gulf Coast. Sally is forecast to make landfall either Tuesday or Wednesday, somewhere near the Louisiana-Mississippi state line. The average forecast track error from the NHC is about 48 hours out, is about 80 miles. So they say it's too early right now to determine exactly where the center of Sally is going to directly hit. So right now NHC is cautioning that everybody along that coast should just not worry about the specific track, but the overall impact of the storm, which will include life-threatening surge and flash flooding. They say the highest storm surge is expected to be just to the east of where Sally makes landfall. Right now, the NHC, the National Hurricane Center, is forecasting 7 to 11 feet of storm surge from the mouth of the Mississippi River east to Ocean Springs, Mississippi, including Lake Borgne. Sorry if I'm mispronouncing it. Rising waters from the surge is expected to be felt as far west as Burns Point, Louisiana. So a lot of rain. They're expecting rainfall along the Gulf Coast from Louisiana to the panhandle of Florida to be about 6 to 10 inches, but some cities might see 2 feet of rainfall. And then, of course, then we have to look at flash flooding. So they're expecting to hit between Louisiana, Mississippi, and then it would veer east up through Alabama, through Georgia, possibly affecting Atlanta. So now we have Tropical Storm Teddy. Now, Tropical Storm Teddy, you think, it's Teddy Bear. It's Kay. Its name is Teddy. It's about 1,000 miles east of the Lesser Antilles. We are expecting Teddy to strengthen to a hurricane over the next few days. If it does occur, Teddy will be the eighth hurricane of this year's Atlantic hurricane season behind Sally. Sally did become a hurricane today. So Teddy is forecast to become a major hurricane, like we're talking Category 3 or higher, as it approaches Bermuda. Now, it's too early to tell if it's going to hit Bermuda directly, but right now it is on track for us to watch. In some good news, Tropical Storm Vicky, currently over the eastern Atlantic, a few hundred miles west of the Cabo Verde Islands, they don't think it's going to do much in terms of growth and intensification. Vicky is the earliest 20th Atlantic named storm on record, breaking the previous record set by Tammy on October 5th, 2005. So we made a lot of records in 2020 for a lot of reasons, and Vicky, A, B, C, D, F, G, H, G, you know, all the way down to V, for us to already be in the Vs, which means we're going to have to do alpha, beta, gamma in terms of storms, or they'll have to come up with new names. Well, hopefully Vicky doesn't turn into anything. Now, Tropical Storm Sally, though, is where all eyes are on. And according to Fox News, offshore platforms and one refinery along the U.S. Gulf Coast had to shut down yesterday as they prepared for a second hurricane strike in less than a month. Phillips 66 began shutting its 255,600-barrel-per-day Alliance Louisiana refinery as Tropical Storm Sally was forecast to pass just west of the plant. Other refineries in East Louisiana were monitoring the storm, forecast to become a Category 2 hurricane with winds of 100 miles per hour. Again, to kind of put this into perspective, Katrina, back in 2005, again, Katrina was during a record season, right, in terms of, you know, named storms. Katrina was slow moving. It hovered in that Louisiana area, completely destroying parts of New Orleans and parts of the Gulf Coast. By the time Hurricane Katrina hit land, it was a 3. So if Sally intensifies from a 2 to a 3, we could still be possibly looking at Katrina-type damage, even though Katrina started to weaken by the time it hit the Gulf Coast. From Saturday, energy companies began shutting offshore production as they evacuated workers in the path of the storm, located 150 miles east-southeast of the mouth of the Mississippi River. So Royal Dutch Shell said it began shutting some of its offshore drilling platforms. Its offshore production was unchanged, and all personnel remained on production platforms. Murphy Oil shut down the Delta House platform in the path of Sally. So, yeah, others, Titan, Nakika, Thunder Horse. So a lot of non-essential workers have been already evacuated. Other oil producers with drilling rigs and platforms in the area said they were monitoring the storm and ready for action if needed. So basically, the Gulf of Mexico, their offshore oil production makes up about 17% of U.S. crude oil and 5% of the U.S. natural gas output. As much as 1.5 million barrels per day of oil output was shut last month when Hurricane Laura tore through. So Louisiana's already declared a state of emergency on Saturday, and the city of New Orleans ordered a Sunday 6 p.m. CDT evacuation, central time, for residents outside of protective levees. Coastal Guard has also issued third evacuation order. So not an easy season for most people. I really hate seeing things like this happen when already there's, you know, we're battling a COVID pandemic and an economic shutdown and, you know, all the, and a political year. So definitely not easier. All right. The Western wildfires. Wow. All right. Let's give you guys some updates here. Trump is heading to California after speaking in Nevada. He is scheduled to visit a wildfire command center and meet with California Governor Gavin Newsom on Monday. The death tolls from these scores of wildfire roaring across the West has rose to at least 35. Firefighters are exhausted. If there are any GoFundMes or any sort of charities or anything that's out there, please forward them to me so I can start getting the word out, because these guys need some support. They need help. They're struggling with high winds, low humidity in their battle for containment. Meteorologist Dan Borsum said strong southerly winds and low humidity Monday is going to result in elevated fire weather conditions across the region. He said conditions may improve a little bit Tuesday. Air quality in the region is bad. Two more deaths were reported in California, raised the death toll there to 24. Two deaths have been reported in Oregon, one in Washington State. Several people, unfortunately, remain missing. Unknown number of homes have been destroyed. And so these, you'll see red and red-tinged skies, you know, and these colors are examples of what happens when the sun bounces off what's in the atmosphere. In fact, the sun is even looking like Mars. It has like that red-orange glow. And so sky is usually blue because light is scattering off of the water vapor. But when it comes to the smoke, the light is reflecting a different color. So some areas of Oregon have had a shift from bright orange hues to a more charcoal color. That's because of the amount of ash and other smoke particles from fires. You know, there's been a lot of debate on whether some of these fires were started by Antifa. I can't comment on that. We don't have evidence, but people are very, very concerned about why we have so many. I don't know if you've seen the map. And so it'll be very interesting to see if they've been able to identify all the causes. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, every few years there's some crisis, right? You know, we had tobacco crisis. We had obesity crisis. Then we had the opioid crisis. We had the vaping crisis. Well, people want to know what's going on with the whole opioid crisis and vaping crisis. Well, unfortunately, opioid-related deaths have spiked. We think what's happening is because people can't get their physical therapy, their massages, their acupuncture, their regular treatment, they're in pain, they have to go back to pain medications. And you have a lot of doctors, because they're overwhelmed, and, you know, they're doing refills a little bit more liberally because you don't have the campaigns like we did have with, you know, stop prescribing these, you know, medications. You also have people drinking and those, you know, who were trying to fight a dependency, not having all the counseling and support that they had, or their daily routines of going to the gym or going to work. So unfortunately, opioid-related deaths have spiked. But a big piece of that is, since people are alone, there's not other people around them to administer the Narcan. Like with Demi Lovato, she was able to get the Narcan. Prince, unfortunately, he was, I believe, in an elevator. I think everybody was partying and nobody even knew about there being Narcan or whatever around. And so, unfortunately, Prince died. But, you know, if people are alone and they're not partying, but they're in pain or they're depressed, you know, if you don't have anybody else around to help call the police or call the 911, you know, or administer Narcan, unfortunately, you have a higher risk of death. So that's what we're seeing with the opioid crisis. With vaping and e-cigs, it is going down. So youth vaping and e-cigs have gone down. Unfortunately, though, CDC director says we still have a long way to go. Apparently, 3.6 million U.S. youth reportedly have used e-cigs in the last 30 days. 1.8 million fewer compared to last year. So that's good, but we still have 3.6 million kids vaping. So it being a decline is a good news, but we still have room to go. 20% of high schoolers and nearly 5% of middle schoolers have reported current e-cig use. That is down from 28% and 11% respectively last year. Dr. Robert Redfield, CDC director, said, although the decline in e-cig use among our nation's youth is a notable public health achievement, our work is far from over. Youth e-cig use remains an epidemic, is committed to supporting efforts to protect youth from this preventable health risk. So, according to the CDC, any tobacco product used by youth is not safe, including e-cigs. The products have the highly addictive substance nicotine, which the CDC says can harm the developing adolescent brain, raise the risk for future drug addiction. And it's, like I said, we've had kids that were never going to touch a cigarette, started to vape, so we have a whole new sort of nicotine dependency, and nicotine in vaping could be higher than a cigarette. So, unfortunately, we might have made things worse trying to have a substitute for cigarettes. Even though, technically, if a doctor had to flip a coin, and if somebody said, look, I'm either going to smoke or I'm going to vape, which is safer? We're never going to say something safer, but we'll probably say a cigarette is more risky, but I think it's all bad, all right? And I'd probably yell at them and say, what the hell are you guys doing? So, there was a survey done, and it found that prefilled cartridges held steadily as the most common used product type. Disposable e-cig uses spiked 1,000. Well, disposable are great because then the kid gets to throw it out before they hit home. I'll take the dog out for a walk and I'll see all these empty disposable e-cigs. And I'm like, gee, I wonder whose kids smoke use that one. High schoolers spiked about 400%. And the vast majority like the flavored, the fruit, candy, mint, also menthol flavoring. I don't understand. I really don't like menthol. A second study assessed U.S. e-cig sales trends. Findings were reportedly consistent with other data. Prefilled cartridges still the leading product type. So some people are like, well, again, what is so dangerous? Well, you're inhaling a vape that has food flavorings. That food flavorings are not really supposed to be in your lungs. The nicotine, also the chemicals coming from the vaping, people think, oh, it's just water. It's not like hookah. There are chemicals in there. And when the chemicals get heated, they turn into different chemicals. So, you know, and now in terms of health, we have a new study here saying that vaping does raise the risk of breast cancer. Exposure to e-cig vapor creates, quote, tumor-promoting environment in the breast and elsewhere in the body. This is coming out of the London Breast Institute. So vaping can cause breast cancer. We're not messing around here. So, and if younger girls are vaping, you know, it used to be smoking in the boys' room. It used to be more of a boy thing. Girls smoke. But I remember growing up, it only used to be the bad, bad, bad girls. Okay? Not a lot of girls would smoke. Now, oh my gosh, girls vape all the time. So this misconception that e-cigs are safer, you know, and don't cause cancer because they're not tobacco is wrong. Now, there was a team in the U.S. that carried out tests on female mice, Some were kept in fresh air. Others were exposed to e-cig vapor. After 2 weeks, all were injected with breast cancer. I know. At the end of 6 weeks, tumors had grown almost twice as fast in the mouse exposed to the vapor. Mice who inhaled e-cig vapor were more likely to develop pulmonary metastasis, meaning malignant tumors, cancer spread to the lungs. Once you get cancer in the lungs, it's pretty significant. So the mice who inhaled e-cig vapor, or to the brain, obviously, the team noticed that young women represent a target of e-cig companies, and the results came in the context of increasing popularity of vaping, especially in teenagers. So why would it increase cancer risk? Well, again, if your body is dealing with already a foreign substance, and they have to be trying to fight the chemicals and use the inflammatory system to deal with that, their guard is down when a cell turns cancerous, when there is a metastasis. I mean, you only have so many, you know, troops in your body to do stuff. So, all right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Apparently, there is a flesh-eating bacteria outbreak through Long Island Sound. Five Connecticut residents were hospitalized with a flesh-eating bacteria after going in the water in Long Island Sound this summer. Health officials from the state warned shoreline residents of the Vibrio vulnificus infections. There was one from July, four from August, and identifying five cases over 2 months is very, very concerning. Now, nobody has died, but all five patients, ranging from the age of 49 years old to 85, had pre-existing wounds or were injured during swimming, crabbing, or boating before getting infected. Two patients suffered infections that got into their bloodstream. Three suffered serious wound infections. So Vibrio bacteria may be present in salt or brackish water or near Long Island Sound, and people need to take precautions, according to health officials. Now, in Connecticut, there have only been seven other cases since the year 2010. Now, how bad is Vibrio? Well, one in five can die. The greatest risk is for those with weakened immune systems and the elderly. So the public health department recommends staying out of salt water or brackish water if someone has an open cut or wound. If you had recent surgery, piercings, or tattoos, because even if you just had a tattoo, and I know it's ink, it's still weakened skin. Alternatively, if you do get a cut, if you're in the water, you got to wash it with soap and water, cover them with a waterproof bandage. See, so if I go fishing, I'll sometimes, you know, hurt myself with the hook. Right? That's how I see myself getting it if I was going to get it. Because I'll go in, I won't have a cut, I'll think I'm in the clear, and all of a sudden I'll do something stupid with the hook. And I don't know why I keep hurting myself on hooks. So according to the CDC, some of these infections can lead to a necrotizing fasciitis. This caused 24-year-old Amy Copeland to lose her leg, foot, and hands after cutting her leg on a zip line while swimming in a creek. One Brooklynite said back in 2010 he got an infection from a garbage bag in Prospect Park. So necrotizing fasciitis is pretty dangerous because it could get deep. The infection knows how to bury deep underneath the muscle where the fascia is, and the fascia layer covers the muscles. And so the infection can get down there, and then it has a whole superhighway, an autobahn, and you don't see the redness or the pus up on the skin. You just have pain, because it's kind of embedded underneath the muscle within the fascia. So it's pretty dangerous stuff. So careful when you guys swim. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.